Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A bill passed in the Senate, the defense bill, National Defense Authorization Act, sent to Biden for signature. He'll sign it right away because the military would have run out of money on January 1. January 1. As usual, Republican brinksmanship, people fooling around, waiting till the last minute, sending the wrong message to our allies and the wrong message, frankly, to our enemies. Polite way of calling them adversaries. $768 billion, $24 billion more than Biden had asked for. It's a good bill. It's a good bill. It passed the Senate 89 to 10. Clearly bipartisan support. Some money in there to continue countering China. China's slow, sneaky invasion of the South China Sea and Asia, building fake islands, then demanding territorial control of the waters around them. Any disputed areas they have, whether it's with India or anybody else, they sneak in and they build little villages and then they claim it's theirs. Always drip, 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 drip. Also bolstering Ukraine, money to bolster Ukraine. There were some things omitted from it. The Republicans, for a while, as they filibustered it, demanded amendments, and finally there was a reconciliation. Committee got together and rammed this thing through. But what's out of it? What is not in it that was in it aspirationally by amendment? Some people, and some people on the left as well as the right, try to slip things in. The whole purpose of this bill is to fund our military. It's going to give a pay increase for our troops, more ships, more guns, more weapons, absolutely necessary for a liberal democracy like ours to counter adversaries and set an example for the world. One thing that is not in it that some wanted to put in, they wanted a requirement that women as well as men register for the draft. Right now, when you're 18, you have to register for the draft if you're a guy. If you're a woman, you do not. However, all of the military is open to women, all of it, as volunteers, and many of them serve with great distinction. And I'm talking about combat troops. I'm talking about the SEALs, the Green Berets, the Delta Force. They are all women, are absolutely permitted and invited to try out for those too. I will tell you, it's a very, very difficult regimen. And obviously there are physical issues with those, but nobody is excluded. The question is, should women register for the draft? That was the question. That was contentious, and that was suggested to be in separate legislation, and it will be apparently. There's no new sanctions on Nord Stream 2. What is Nord Stream 2? Nord Stream 2, the pipeline from Russia under the Baltic to Germany, bypassing Ukraine. The Germans want it. All of Europe, and especially Germany, depends on Russian oil and Russian gas. Right now, it comes in a pipeline through Ukraine. Ukraine gets handling fees for that, some kind of fee. The idea here is to cut out Ukraine. That's the Russian idea. The Germans simply want something direct to them. The United States opposes it. Biden, as a gesture to Angela Merkel, German chancellor, who now no longer is the German chancellor, Olaf Scholz is the new one, but as a gesture, he said, I will not impose sanctions on that Nord Stream 2. Well, Cruz and other Republicans wanted the sanctions, and that's one reason, but not the only reason, why Cruz is holding up more than 50 ambassadors around the world, weakening our foreign policy and sending signs of weakness to our allies and our adversaries. The thought was to build these sanctions into the defense bill. That was contentious. It was left out. The one that was the most contentious and was left out was repeal of the Authorization Act by Congress in 2002 for the Iraq War. That was done on false information provided by George W. Bush. George W. Bush said that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. That was a lie. He did not. Democrats countered and said, wait a minute, European inspectors, independent inspectors, haven't gone in there and completed their work. And so far, there's no indication that there is. But there was a war sentiment at the time because of the 9/11 bombing, September of 2001. And we had to attack somebody. Saudi Arabia was behind that bombing. Let's be blunt. Let's just tell the truth on this radio station, if on no other. Saudi Arabia was involved in 19 hijackers, all but a couple of them from Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States and the consuls on the West Coast from Saudi Arabia were in contact with these people, had their phone numbers in their pockets. There are more than 20 pages redacted of the investigation into that report because it would show Saudi Arabian involvement. Did we bomb Saudi Arabia instead of Iraq? No, we did not. Why not? Why not? We need oil, but we don't need it that badly. The reason we didn't bomb it is because Saudi Arabia right now is almost a captive ally of the United States in some of its ventures. For instance, it is so deathly afraid of Iran, it has permitted Israeli airplanes to fly in Saudi Arabian airspace to get to the United Arab Emirates, fulfilling the Abraham Accords and restoring normal relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. That is a terrific development. Obviously, the Abraham Accords did not exist back in 2002, but the fact is that Saudi Arabia was so vulnerable, they were a force that we could not afford to bomb. We went into Afghanistan and bombed the Taliban simply because the Taliban and that country were harboring Osama bin Laden. Terrorists operated freely, and now, unfortunately, they're going to operate freely again. But why Iraq? Iraq, George W. Bush was looking bad in the polls. I think I mentioned this before. Remember Jay Leno? I was a fan of Jay Leno, and he used to do one of those fake history things, and he had one where there was a limousine coming on the video. It said, the president, George W. Bush, is coming into town. The door opens a limousine, and out comes a huge cloud of white powder. And that was a criticism of George W. Bush, a satire, because when he was asked in a debate, how old were you when you used cocaine? He said, I didn't use it after my father became vice president. His father was elected vice president in 1980 when George W. Bush was 34 years old. Bush used cocaine up till he was 34. That was getting around. People were laughing at him. We were in a budget deficit. 9/11 had occurred. He had to do something. Afghanistan wasn't enough. He had to demonize and flog a wog. That's the way he looked at it. And so what he did was, that's an old British expression, a bad expression, but it's one that the Republicans use. And so he just picked out a guy. And Saddam Hussein, in the 1980s, when George W. Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, was president, Saddam Hussein had been given the keys to the city of Detroit and given an honorific parade, believe it or not. Google it, believe it or not, in the late 1980s. And now they go in and bomb him, go in and get him. George W. Bush's approval ratings jumped up into the 70s. That was the whole purpose of this thing. The Iraq War, it was based on fake information. People died. A lot of American service members were maimed. Families lost their husbands and their sons. All for that purpose. Disgusting. That authorization should have been withdrawn. It's ceremonial at this point. Joe Biden has effectively stopped our combat role there. But the fact is that was kept out of the National Defense Authorization Act, along with these other matters. So where do we go? Where do we go from here? Well, where we go is this. That's one piece of bipartisan legislation that passed. There's a lot of others that are not going to pass. So at least that one is off the table and the military is funded. By the way, there was a nice piece of news I saw. There's a new federal judge in Green Bay, Bill Pocan. I know Bill Pocan. I appeared in front of him when he was a Milwaukee County Circuit Judge. He was on the bench for a long time. I think he was on the bench for about 15 years. Excellent judge. There's a branch of the federal court up in Green Bay, and it's part of the Eastern District of Wisconsin. And then Bill Griesbach, the incumbent judge, retired, even though he keeps a full load. He's on retirement status, senior status. And so there was a series of applications and so forth, and Bill Pocan got it. So congratulations, Bill. I think he is a very good judge. He'll be a good federal judge. And now he's up in Green Bay. And, it's a funny thing. There are two federal districts in Wisconsin, one in Madison, one in Milwaukee, the headquarters. Madison, they have a couple of judges. In Milwaukee, they have more than that. But Green Bay got to be such a commercial hub, such an important area, the Fox River Valley, they put a federal judge up there, and that is now Bill Pocan. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.